and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I am delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 104. Are you a psychic sponge? This is one of my favorite topics. It's a topic I dive into dynamically in almost everything that I do. Whether you are on the self-actualizing path, on the consciousness path, and have been around this topic before about soaking up your environment, I invite you to go deeper with this conversation today. Also, if you're super brand new to the whole energetic conversation and how your environment actually can influence and color you, I invite to dive in. This is a topic that I don't just talk about in my energy-based classes and sessions. It's also something I talk about in my wellness seminars at hospitals and healthcare centers. It is amazing to me to look at how accessible this one concept is if you're willing to look at it in a really practical way. It's also really exciting to look at beyond just the practicality of it, if you're willing to actually let it sink in deeper and go maybe deeper than you've been willing to go before with looking at how you are psychically picking up on everything and sponging up the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the points of view of the people that you're surrounding yourself with. How much freer you can become. A lot of us kind of walk around feeling lost, like we kind of know ourselves and we kind of don't know ourselves, or we have ourselves when the environment is just perfect, when there's quiet, when there's space, when there's the people that you're comfy cozy with. I have that a lot. Also, when you're out in nature, when there's not people around, there's just this open space. There's no expectations of what you're supposed to do or how you're supposed to talk or what you're supposed to be doing for the people around you. Those environments are really easy to kind of tune in the dial to find you, your energy, your points of view or your no points of view, and actually have a sense of yourself. I invite you to right now even just look to identify where you actually have that with ease. Where are the places where you go, where there's not a lot of stuff to psychically sponge up, where you have a sense of you, a sense of quiet, a sense of space, a sense of, wow, you know what, I'm actually okay here, and this is what I am. Yeah, it's a sense of balance and peace in your world. I'd love you just to become more aware of that as we go through this conversation, because we're going to start looking at where that may be getting taken away, or given up, or overrun by more noisy environments and situations. So if you're new to this energy conversation, imagine it this way. Imagine you've been out for a beautiful walk in nature. There's a sense of peace and harmony. Your mind isn't super busy. You're feeling your body more. Everything's really relaxed. And then you walk into a coffee shop. There's more people around. Does your head get more noisy? Does your body start to feel different? It's like walking up to somebody into a conversation, and before you know it, there's this dark cloud that comes over. It wasn't there before, but as soon as you walked into that coffee shop, as soon as you got close to that person, all of a sudden there was a cloud that came. That is not you. That has nothing to do with you. That is your awareness and your psychic sponging up of the energy of the other people and of the environment. We have these things sometimes, and they're such a beautiful educational experience, because when you are aware and you're willing to be present, I was fine a minute ago. There was peace, there was quiet in my head, there was connection to my body. All of a sudden I walked into this room, I walked up to this person, and something's different. That's your psychic awareness. That's your sensitivity. That is just you being aware situationally and environmentally. We all have this capability, and we're doing it a lot more than we realize. So one way to actually quiet your mind, find you, and really be present with yourself in the midst of the noise of life, which gets super loud, is to have this working knowledge base. To be able to know that you are a psychic sponge, you are sponging things up in your environment. And from there, one amazing tool is to look at how you can go from being a psychic sponge into a psychic radar. What's the difference? No matter what, you're not going to not pick up on the people around you. You're not going to not pick up cues and information and thoughts and feelings and points of view of the people that you're around, or your environment at large, or your family dynamics, or the stuff that's going on at work. It's always going to be there because you don't operate or live in a bubble. We're more connected. We are more in tune. We're more aware of everything around us than we ever give ourselves credit for. So no matter what, that psychic awareness, that sensitivity, if you don't like the word psychic, just go, wow, that awareness of what I'm aware of in my environment, it's never going to go away. The difference is to be able to look at how you utilize it and how you are willing to become more conscious, more awake, more present with what's going on. Super different. It's being able to go, I don't have to sponge it up and take it on. I don't have to walk up to that person who's got a dark cloud over their head, is having a bad day, soak it up, think that it's mine, and walk away. That's the psychic sponge effect. That's when you actually go into work. Happy, happy, happy. Nothing's really wrong. You had a great weekend. It's Monday morning. You're bright and shiny. What do? You go into work. You get on the elevator. You're with a stranger. First thing out of their mouth, it's Mondays. Oh, before you know it, your bright, shiny, happy, well-rested state goes away. And before you know it, you go, you're right. I hate Mondays. Mondays suck. Before you know it, you have bought their point of view, and that bright, shiny, open space you are gets contracted a little bit. Now, that's a beautiful example. Again, that's one I use a lot at work in my wellness seminars because everybody has that experience. Even Joe Schmo, who's never looked at these kind of tools and being situationally and environmentally aware, can go, oh, you're right. Whenever I have a conversation with somebody who's unhappy at work, I all of a sudden feel unhappy at work. That's an example of the psychic sponge. That's you taking your awareness of someone else, something else, or the environment, soaking it up and sticking yourself with it. Now, what happens if you continually operate like a psychic sponge? You get heavier and heavier. You get denser. You're like that sponge that's been soaking up water constantly, constantly. Before you know it, you're way down. What is this whole show about? It's about lightening up. One amazing way to do that is to actually wring out your sponge by changing to a psychic radar. If you can play with this analogy of not soaking up the environment and sponging it up, but being a radar that is actually open, is receiving information from everywhere, but also knows that that information doesn't need to be held onto, it's not actually theirs, it's just information that's coming through a channel and moving on through, things get a lot easier. It's being able to not personalize the information you're picking up on. Not being able to take the grumpy Mondays and go, oh, you know what, I'm going to have a grumpy Monday too. It's not that at all. It's being like, okay, that's information that's coming in. This person isn't happy to be here. Maybe they had a crap weekend. Maybe they're not well rested. Maybe they really are unhappy in their job. That actually has nothing to do with me. It's not relevant. It has no influence or impact on me at all. What do you have from there? You have information about where the person's coming from, and you have the space to choose how you respond to it, if you respond to it. Now, I know this is a very simple example, the Grumpy Monday, but I'd like you to dig deeper. Where are you actually allowing the people around you and your environment to sponge into you and your body, making you more dense and more heavy than you have to be? Could you, this week, just start to play with that? You know what? Right now I'm feeling heavier. I'm becoming a psychic sponge. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to soak it up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it into being a psychic radar. It is just information. It's coming through a channel. That channel is not mine. I don't have to hold on to it. I can utilize the information, or I can just let it go and pass right through. It's amazing when you don't have this awareness base and you don't actually have this working knowledge of, oh, I am aware. I am picking things up. It's never going to go away because that's just the way I tick. How is it that I can work with it in my own space, where it's more ease for me, and that I don't have to be influenced by other people? This is a huge concept. It's something you're going to run into with strangers, absolutely. It's something you're going to run into at work. There's also deeper patterning with this too, with families and long-term relationships and best friends. Just start to become aware of where you become heavier and denser and soak up other people's stuff. It's not your job. You don't have to do it. It's just you haven't been aware of the fact that you're as aware as you are. Turn yourself into the radar instead. Don't personalize it. Don't stick yourself with it. Don't keep going that way. Just allow it to move on through. This is a concept I go over dynamically in my award-winning book, The Other Side of Bipolar. And quite frankly, it was one of the things that threw me down mental and emotional angst when I was younger. I've always been the psychic sponge. And what's fascinating is before I even knew anything about energetic awareness or consciousness or energy-based tools, I was called a sponge by my family. I was called a sponge by the psychiatrist that I work with in my early years. Even in Western medical system and even in mainstream society, they know that you're aware and they know that people are more sensitive sometimes, and those people suck it up. Those people typically are healers. They're more aware. They're more sensitive. They're more in tune. You may have a lot of stuff in your past that might have felt like problems and upsets, like I did with my whole mental illness in my adolescence. It actually wasn't that at all. It was my ability to be aware. And it's amazing, just going from this one analogy I'm sharing with you, from psychic sponge and sopping it up and becoming dense and having to do something with it or carry it for someone, to the lightness that came with being the radar instead, letting the information come through, move on, knowing it's not relevant, set me free, gave me peace, and gave me myself more than anything else. I invite you to dig into this one in a big, big way. Also, my book, The Other Side of Bipolar, multi-award winning at this point, I invite you to dig into that if this is a concept that you really feel drawn to. Throughout the story, you'll start to see where I was soaking things up and being that sponge. You'll also watch my path where I started to wring out my sponge, get clearer, and from there expand myself into the psychic radar and being able to utilize all of that to actually play to my strengths, make the world work for me, and create way beyond what anyone thought that I could. As a gift today, I'm going to offer you the very first chapter of my beautiful book, The Other Side of Bipolar. It'll be below the link in the show right up here. Please dig in, enjoy, and pass the word along. If these are tools that are actually speaking to you in a big, big way, who else can you invite on that journey? lighten up, wring out your sponge, become the person who receives the information and doesn't have to hold on to it. Have an amazing day, and I'll chat with you next Tuesday.